This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything we have there, totally free. Still to come, we got a story about bureaucrats behaving very, very badly with a little elementary schooler. It's pretty freaky stuff. On the way.
Whoa, that's a heck of a tease.
Yeah. But first, we go to the phones. Malta in Denmark. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Malta in Denmark. Malta going once. Malta going twice. He's gone.
Oh, he sounded like a Great Dane, too.
Malta.
Oh,
a Great Dane. I get it.
Yeah. Go ahead and boo.
So also on the way, women apparently attracted to men who like children, according to one study out of Great Britain. That plus some corrupt cop stories, and I don't know if you've even dug up any prep for tonight, Manwich, but we'll find out a little bit later. Also, your emails. Let's talk about these bad bureaucrats, Jason.
Yes.
What happened?
Bureaucrats behaving badly. The killer bees, if you will. Well, it's these two bureaucrats who go by the handles of Robin Hill and Tawny Taylor. They teach at elementary school here, around here, actually, in St. Pete, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the incident. Hill, which is one of the bureaucrats, walks over to a student during first grade gym class. Now, this girl, she was in line for something, and somebody else cuts in front of her.
Nothing unusual in elementary school.
Right.
No cutting!
Exactly. And these are first graders we're talking about. The girl goes ahead.
You're butting in line.
Exactly.
What's the old saying? No cuts, no butts, no something or other. I don't know. Coconuts? That's what it is.
Yeah.
No coconuts. That doesn't make sense at all.
I'm sorry. It was a Christian school. What do you want from me?
Well, it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah, that is
true.
It's not like
the public school where those kids learn to knife fight and cuss like sailors.
That didn't happen at my elementary school. That's by high school when that happened.
Yeah, but you went to a public school, but you went to one of the top 20 public schools in the nation.
Okay, that's true.
I mean, this is a public school where they take all the smartest kids in the county and they put them in one school. That doesn't entirely count as a public school.
Yeah, at my public school, I got jump kicked in the back.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Why don't you go to one of the other public schools where they took all the smart kids out and put them in one school?
I did. I went to the regular school for a little while.
What, 3 months?
No.
4 months.
Three-fourths of a year.
Three-fourths of a school year, which is 9 months.
Right.
So, what, 7 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. It's really good.
Hilarious.
Okay, so what happened? So someone was alleged to have been cutting in line.
Yes, and the girl who was cut in front of, rather, or the girl who had somebody cut in front of her, she pushes the girl who did the cutting.
Hmm.
Well, this bureaucrat sees it. She walks over to the young girl, and she grabs her by the arm, tries to take her somewhere. And, the girl tries to get away, of course, because...
Sure,
does somebody just cut in front of line ahead of me. What's the deal? Why are you grabbing my arm, taking me away? Well, she's trying to break away. She's kicking, and during the process of the scuffle, she does knock off the assistant's sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Rips out an earring. Does rip out an earring.
Wow.
Yeah, that is pretty tough. Well,
it could happen, right? Like, when you say you rip out an earring, remember that these could be hoop earrings.
Right.
And one's
right.
finger could get accidentally caught in that hoop earring, and then, you know, it pops out. It doesn't mean that, rip, the whole lobe was just torn asunder.
And
anything.
It could have been clip-on earrings. It doesn't even say here.
Okay.
In either case...
Nonetheless, it's a first grader versus an adult, and she managed to rip her earrings out. That's not too bad.
Not too bad at all. But the adult, she saw it as a fair fight. And she apparently saw the first grade girl as an equal.
Oh my!
So she takes the young girl's arms, hold them behind her back, then leg sweeps the young girl.
Leg sweeps her.
Leg sweeps her. Pushes her head into the sand. And she as
into the sand, you say?
Into the sand.
Okay.
While she and the
better than the concrete.
Better than the concrete. While she and the other assistant phys ed teacher scream at the girl to eat dirt.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, what are you supposed to do in that case? I mean, I don't think that is appropriate, shoving a kid's head in the sand. But what do you do in the case where you've got a girl pushing another student, and then when you grab her to take her somewhere, how they manhandled her in the first place, we don't know. But they tried to grab her to take her somewhere, and she fights back. You know, what do you do at that point?
Well, I don't know how big this... phys ed teacher is.
Bigger than a first grader.
Certainly bigger than a first grader, but I mean, I could pretty easily take a 7-year-old and pin their arms next to them and say, Missy, you're going to go see the principal now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there wouldn't be much to it. I, you know, but I'm 180-pound male, whereas if you're, say, 100, what, average woman, 110, 120.
30, somewhere around there.
Something like that. And not as tall as I am, so she might have a little more trouble lifting the child. But, you know, I guess you'd have to do what you're physically capable of doing, and I suppose.
Regardless of the size of the instructor or of the assistant in this case, you're dealing with a first grade girl.
Yeah.
I mean, it is completely inappropriate to leg sweep her.
I think leg sweeping might have been going too far. Well, I wonder what would happen if you just, you know, push the child away from you and, like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing? Hey, settle down, nutty.
I'm thinking maybe the appropriate solution, instead of trying to, obviously you're dealing with a child that is used to lashing out. I mean, she pushed the person. I understand the kid cut in line, and that's not right, but it doesn't call for a push. So certainly the child was the initiator in this particular case. But do you have to hog tie the kid to take them back to the you know, the principal's office? I mean, think about it on a long term schedule. I mean, what you could do is just simply say, okay, little girl, you're going to the office. You're going to go see the... No, I'm not going to the office. Okay, fine. I'm telling you, you're going to the office, and I'm going to call the school security out here, and they're going to take you there. Because security's a little more scary than the teacher.
To the instructor you deal with every day.
Right. So I'm going to call security. No, I'm going to run away. Okay, you run away now. You know, let them run... Go ahead. Let them run away. I mean, they're going to come back eventually. Right?
In all likelihood, but I imagine I'm trying to imagine the sort of liability that a school would have if the kid, in fact, was allowed to run off the property.
Probably no liability. It's government school.
Government school, yeah, but there should be liability, and there would be liability if it was a normal school where the teacher said, okay, little manwich, you go ahead and run away. And I, you know, went on down 43rd Street West and off my
car.
Yeah. Bam!
Well, yeah, what would you do in that case?
Well,
taser?
I mean, that did happen about a year ago. A girl was running away from her elementary school in Miami, and she got tasered.
Wow. You know, I'm curious about that. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Imagine yourself as the teacher in this case, and you've got a little girl pushing another student. How do you handle the situation? How do you get the girl who's obviously violent, obviously willing to fight you back, how do you get her from the playground to the office?
Well, is
it your job? I mean, even if the school did have liability, is it in your job description to chase down the little girl as she runs away from the school and tackle her? I mean,
Yes.
Is that part of being a teacher?
Yes, you're supposed to keep care and custody of those kids before, I mean, before you can teach them things, you have to keep them in one place and make sure that they're not killing each other. Yes, absolutely, that's part of your job description as an elementary school teacher.
So they're babysitters as well.
But they're security guards in a little jail where the kids have to go.
Just disturbing to me, thinking about what happened there. I mean, they ended up shoving the little girl's face in the dirt. I don't know if that's the end that I would have liked to have seen, but I don't know if it could have ended in any way that was a little bit nicer. Maybe a little bit nicer, but still violence would have had to have been involved to stop the child from being violent. And I don't want to...
Well, the instructor is the one who escalated the situation by grabbing this girl's arm and yanking her away. Why not just crouch down and say, all right, what's the problem?
Maybe she was being totally belligerent.
And sometimes when you get hit in the face, it kind of skews your view of the world.
We don't know exactly what the scene was like, but it was probably pretty nasty. 1-800-259-9231. What would you do if you were in the same situation? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about a story out of St. Petersburg, Florida. Two bureaucrats, physical education teachers, I believe is who they were.
Teachers.
A teacher and an aide, perhaps, were on out during during PE, and apparently there was a line, a little first grader cut in line. The other first grader in the line decided it would be appropriate to shove the person who cut in line. We all know how seriously kids take lines when they're in school. That's one of those things that they teach you about is you get in line and you stay in line and you keep the line straight.
Got to keep that line straight.
Right. Well, when someone cuts in line, it's a big deal. And so the little girl pushed the other person. And then the teachers intervened at that point and took things a little bit, I think, too far. They encountered some resistance from the girl that did the pushing. And after the encountering resistance, they got into essentially a scuffle with this first grader. The first grader succeeded in...
And the first grader didn't win.
No, of course not.
No, she didn't. However, she got her licks in, though.
She did. managed to tear an earring off. She did manage to do what else did the...
Knock off her sunglasses.
Knocked off the teacher's sunglasses. You know how gym teachers are about their sunglasses. They got to have those on. Like cops in their sunglasses, sort of. And so then, apparently, an administrator stepped in. And what happened after that?
Now, the administrator steps in, and the child's teacher, not these assistants... Yeah, they are teacher's assistant.
I see.
The teacher steps in, picks the girl up off the ground, and starts carrying her to the classroom. Now, while en route, a witness says Hill, which is one of the bureaucrat assistants, ran after them and screamed at the student, calling her, quote, nasty girl.
Now, that is totally uncalled for. I mean, this situation had totally de-escalated.
Yeah,
at that point.
It had de-escalated entirely.
There were other adults on the scene that were handling it, taking the girl away. I mean, that is as childish as you can get.
Yeah.
This teacher, this assistant, might as well have been in first grade herself.
Right.
At that
she
point.
Really lowered her maturity level down to a first grade status.
Yeah.
And these are not young girls we're talking about just getting into the field of teaching. These are 37 and 40 year old women.
Wow.
Yeah, she had. She came unglued. She probably got hit in the face pretty hard.
You're a nasty girl!
How can you get hit in the face hard by a first-grade girl?
If you're not used to getting hit in the face, that makes it more shocking. If you get hit across the bridge of a nose when somebody's swinging full bore, that hurts. It doesn't matter where you're. It don't matter where you're from.
You always have to keep in mind, okay, the other person who's a part of this, the person who just struck me, is 6 years old.
You would think. She apparently forgot all about it. Anyway, I want to know what you would do if you were in that situation. How would you defuse a situation with a violent child that's willing to strike back? Let's talk to Fred in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
hello,
Fred.
Yeah, in order to understand what happened to this country, you got to go back in history.
Okay.
The Civil Rights Bill of 1964... Before 64, the family was one legal entity. The Civil Rights Bill of 64 broke everybody into it. Everybody was a legal entity.
Hmm.
The children were legal entities. This is when they started the rumor back then, Dad, if you touch me, I'll sue you. You know, because the parents, the children could literally sue the parents. The children could sue the teachers where their hands were hamstrung, because if they touched the child could sue.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to a point where now we're raising our daughters to be boys, and this little girl, 6 years old, you know, she's being taught, you know, how do you know she's not in karate school?
Yeah.
You know, how do you know, you know, they're teaching these little girls to be boys now?
Well, now there's nothing wrong with teaching children how to defend themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with putting a girl into karate school?
But you have to learn to have common sense first before you can defend yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And let me tell you, if she was in karate school, she would not have struck out at the teacher like that.
Because
one of the things you learn in martial arts, if anything, is discipline. And
oh,
you
yeah.
learn respect for others.
But respect in this country has gone down the tubes, you know. Divorce is running rock, all because of that bad law.
What would you do if you were the teacher in this case?
It'd be hard to handle it. Because, like I said, if you got too rough with her, you know, you end up going to jail.
Right.
Rough with that little girl.
Or if you do nothing, then she runs away and gets caught in traffic, and then you got a lawsuit on your hands. So either
That's
way.
Right. So you're behind the. Anyway, whatever that phrase is.
I think you're up S Creek.
you're dealing with children anymore, like I said, since 1964.
Yep.
It took about 10 years for these laws to come into effect. When Congress passes laws, it doesn't just filter down to the general public. It takes 10, 12 years.
Sure. Now, Fred, as Manwich has pointed out many times in the past, you know, Manwich, you had that situation out in the camping, that campground that you were at, where it wasn't a violent situation, but it was yet again dealing with another small child. You were in a bathroom, going to the bathroom, a little boy came in and said that he needed help with his zipper.
I think he needed help getting it up or getting it down, and I can't really remember which.
You gotta be careful, you'd be called a pedophile.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And so you got to be very careful, even helping children.
No, yeah. You can't. And it's resulting. And the sick part is the fact that people are so afraid to help kids is resulting in kids getting hurt. Because we had a story from the United Kingdom about a guy that was driving down the road, saw a 2-year-old toddler walking down this road, this desolate road.
It was beside a pond.
Yeah, and he essentially thought, well, I don't want to pick the kid up because somebody will think I'm trying to abduct it. And he just told himself that the parents must be nearby looking for it, and they'll find it. And he went on. The kid ended up dying in the pond from drowning.
Shame. Yeah, but we allow these laws to be created.
Yep.
You know, we allow Congress to make these bad laws.
Well, we have an obsession with law in this country. I mean, we believe that the law is the almighty, and that this is a nation of laws, and all laws should be respected, when in fact most of them are just bad.
As long as they're constitutional, they should be respected.
Well, there's not very many of them.
A lot of the laws are passing. Read the book, the Law by Frederick Bastiat.
Excellent book. I have read that book. Thank you, Fred. We appreciate hearing from you.
Pardon?
Yeah, we appreciate hearing from you, man.
Okay,
have a great night. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Frederick Bastiat. That's an old book. It's from the late 1800s. It's kind of a libertarian classic, if you will. Very very short book. Some real good wisdom about government and why it is lousy.
Yeah.
Frenchman.
Speaking of libertarian principles and going back to karate classes,
yeah,
the first thing you learn in karate class is you do not initiate force.
Correct.
You
don't
being
use
prepared.
Your knowledge to take someone out.
Exactly. You're being prepared to defend yourself should the occurrence arise.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones again.
It's always good advice.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Almost always good advice.
Also,
sometimes you're going to get hit. It's better to hit the other guy first.
Never been
well,
in that
if
situation.
They're swinging at you, then you absolutely go into action and take the guy out.
Well, you'd like to have a second or two before they start swinging.
Well, if you're practiced enough, you don't need a second. If you're practiced enough,
improve your defense.
Right. If you're practiced enough at martial arts, your defenses go up immediately.
You can get a more powerful if you have preparation and you have the more time you have, the more powerful of a swing you can get. If you can step through.
That's not necessarily true.
Most martial arts are not about powerful swings at all. You know, like a jiu-jitsu, that sort of thing. You're using the enemy's motion. You're using their momentum against them. You're using the energy that they put into their swing, turning it around to throw them off balance, giving you enough time to literally pummel the crap out of them.
I guess my experience comes out of boxing.
Yeah, totally different. 800-259-9231. David in Montana is on the line. He wants to talk about kids. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there, over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. You'll find issues from serious stuff to fun stuff. It's all on our bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. You also need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. We're talking to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Long live Free Talk.
Hey, Dave.
Hey,
what's
happening?
Sister Concepta would have took care of. She was about 4'8". She would have grabbed the little girl by her ear, give it a half a twist, and say, "Come with me, little girl." And the little girl would have went anywhere she took her.
I think there's a good chance of that.
Yeah.
And then you tell her, after you talk to her, you tell her to stick her hands out, and you give them a whack with a little ruler on them there.
Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah, for all the time.
Wow.
Back in the old days when they didn't fool around, like I said, they'd grab you by the short hair on the side of the head and they'd drag you around or whatever. And
they had a system.
We're all spoiled these days. What we need, I think, is a good old fashioned depression. I was raised by parents that went through the Depression when they were kids. I hear all the horror stories, but I think it will be a good thing for this country. People will start planting gardens. All the crazy digital millionaires with their digital money will jump out the windows when their digital money disappears. We won't have to deal with them. All the fat people will lose weight. The government will start opening up the woods again so the loggers can get back to work.
Yeah, manna will fall from heaven.
We need a good old-fashioned depression is straighten everybody up.
Well, you just give the government more time, Dave, and that's going to happen.
Half of us are living in into the depression anyway. You know, with things the way they are. You know, so
we got a long ways to go. Before we get to gardens, Americans. I don't see very many Americans doing gardening.
Well,
heck, I would like to. If you're in a city,
you
can't.
They will if the depression comes.
Well, yeah, they will.
We need a good one right upside the head. Sometimes.
So, David, you think the answer here is that these kids should be more used to having violence enacted on them?
Well, that ain't violence. That's like returning stupidness with stupidness. I don't know. You know, you say you want to act like this here. I'm going to grab you here, pull you off to the side, and straighten you up. You don't do that around other people.
Yeah, honestly,
and you tell them, I don't care if your mother. If your mother doesn't allow you to do that at home, you don't do this here.
Right.
This is a place of organization. You got out of line.
Now you pay the price.
Right.
David, thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. Long live Dave.
That's a wise man.
Yeah. You know, as far as pulling the kids out and using pretty heavy discipline on them, I support it.
What else are you supposed to do? I mean, yeah, really?
So I support it in that, well, if all schools were private, you could send your kids to a school where they're going to beat the crap out of your kids. And
if you have that option.
And if you like that.
And you have the option of sending your kid to a school where they don't touch
the children. You know, they might put them in timeout, or they might run along beside them, you know, as they were departing the premises.
Or they might tase them.
No, yeah, there's always the tasing option. Or the net.
There could be a whole taser-themed school. Any kid gets that line?
You know, and then it'd be really great, like the crossing guard kids. They'd get like tasers too.
Taser.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
The hall monitors have tasers. Right. Everybody has tasers.
Nobody would step out of line then.
Well, you have the hall monitors actually cattle prods, you know, the really big ones.
Is that the noise they really make?
No, they gotta make it. Make those cows move.
I'm glad you brought. I'm glad you brought it back to the marketplace, Jason, because that's really important here. Look, I don't know. I don't feel good about using force back on kids like that. I don't think that's the right thing to do. On the other hand, I know how I would feel if I was in that situation, and I would want to use force on the kid. That's just because I can't stand kids, so that's why I'm not.
You're really not qualified for the job,
right? And so there's plenty of people that would like to have their kids treated in that way, and they should be able to have it. And
absolutely,
there's lots of parents that don't want anybody laying a hand on their kids, and they should be able to have that too. And the marketplace allows every parent to get what they want, to get the education style that they're looking for. In fact, that would be something that would be critical for parents to look at when choosing a school. Whoa! That's right. You'd actually have to choose a school in the marketplace. I know, that means you'd have to put effort into your children's education.
Oh, no!
Maybe spend a few hours or, heck, even a few days researching the various different schools and the various different options that were out there, because one of the things you're going to want to know before you enroll your child in a private elementary school is how they're going to discipline your kids.
What are the policies?
Right.
Well, the thing
and
is,
the competition would allow for a variety of them.
I don't think every parent is actually versed in what the discipline rules at their local public school or government school that they send their kid to.
They don't have to think about it.
They don't know, so they just send them off. You wouldn't have to know necessarily. You could pick the school that's closest to you as far as geographically. Mm-hmm. You could say, well, it's time for my kid to go to kindergarten, and I don't really give a damn about schools. I have to work during the day, and I don't have time to research this stuff, so I'll send them to the one at the corner.
You know, I wonder if
you can do that just as easily.
I wonder if there are ladies listening in Montana. We've got guys all calling in from KGEZ tonight. We go to Lee in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Lee.
Well, good day. According to my sister who worked for Social Security, there's 28% more women here than there are men.
Uh-huh.
Today, just like when I was in grade school. But
where are they hiding?
28% more
women?
Yeah,
there's 9 boys and 17 girls. It was easy pickings for us guys.
Nice.
Not why I called, though. But then with you guys, that could always be the case.
Well, indeed.
What's up with me? You know, I had to deal with my 2 boys in school where if they were out of line and I don't care what you do to them, let me know. I'll see if you gave them appropriate punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll deal with it at home. And they won't be black and blue when they come back. But
How would you?
It will be handled. There will be no more issues on that case, you know. But the reason I called was when I was in third grade, there was a standard thing we had discovered where you put your thumb on your nose and wave your fingers at the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the kid sitting next to me had an older brother. He knew what it meant. I didn't know what it meant. I'm the one that got caught. They sent me to the principal's office. He gave me 20 whacks with a
20 whacks.
And I don't know. The metal edge of a metal ruler.
Oof.
Vertically, not flat.
What?
Top 10, bottom 10.
Oh.
Needless to say, I remember it. Wasn't bleeding, but
oh my!
I got even with that guy because not only did I narc him out, but I got him after school. But I tried to break up a fight between some skater hooligans years ago in a Fred Meyer parking lot.
Uh-huh.
12, 13-year-old kid and like an 8 and 10-year-old kid.
Right.
I get it stopped real quick. I walk up. It's over. The young kid just called me everything but a nice guy.
What happened?
And I started moving towards him. You touch me, I'll see your ass, you... Everything but a nice guy.
Right.
Me and a vocabulary as good as any mechanic I used to work with. I'm sure we have a good vocabulary.
Right.
Words that people have never even thought of.
But you stopped the fight simply by approaching the guys?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it was easy money. The other kid was like, you know, he was getting ready to, you know, people were going to get hurt pretty serious.
They didn't want to mess with you, huh, Lee?
So the little kid just gave me this big ration. I said, fine.
I'm going to stand back and watch you get your ass kicked, and that'd be it.
Lee, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of our lady listeners have sent us their photo. Validated photo, which means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to Free Talk Live. Simple. In fact, we've got them from all ages, all shapes, sizes, colors. They're there for you. Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. We're talking discipline and kids and stepping out of line and how you get them back into line and competition in the marketplace for schools as far as how they would discipline kids. I think that would be a big factor in a lot of parents' decision as to where to send their kids to school. Let's let the marketplace figure it out. Because right now, what you have is a government school system, for the most part. I mean, yeah, there's private schools out there, but for the most part, most parents send their kids to the government school because that's easy, and it's required by law. So the kids go to the government school, and they get whatever sort of punishment the government school happens to dole out, whether that be wax with a paddle or whether that be some sort of nonviolent form of punishment. If we were to allow the marketplace to actually work in this area, we might actually find out what works best. Maybe there is one particular style that is most effective with most kids. Maybe violence does work best with most kids. Maybe nonviolence works best. We don't know because no one's ever had the chance in a marketplace scenario to actually test it out and find out. I think that would be very interesting. Let's continue with the phone calls. Let's go to Braden in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, hey Braden. Did I tell you I'd get it right the third time or what?
Yes, you got it. Good job.
What's on your mind?
But let me just tell you this straight, flat out right now.
All right, tell me.
Thank God they took away hitting kids, because if they still had where you paddled kids or hit them, there would be a lot of disabled teachers, let me tell you.
Why is that?
Because kids, they're so violent today. It doesn't matter. Even at my school, if a teacher gets in another student's face, they'll most likely get hit anyways, even if they didn't touch him.
Well, physical punishment becomes infeasible at some point because the kids get bigger and stronger.
This is true.
But also sort of the situation of, say, a prison guard, and I hate to keep on drawing the analogy, but there are some parallels.
There are. Yeah.
If they begin beating you in the beginning when you're, five, you can't really do anything about it, then by the time you're 15, you don't really know that you can defend yourself against these big adult things.
So you're kind of taking the position of most of our callers, or what I would think they would suggest is that, if more violence was used, then the kids would be less violent. I don't know if I agree with that. I think that if you had been beating kids, if you've been hurting kids from a young age, it may simply make them more violent as time goes on.
And, listen, if there's a teacher hitting you, then even at a small age, like you said, hitting's okay if you do something wrong.
That's true.
So if you think someone did something wrong, you hit them. That's kind of what, if you're saying at young age they would do that, then that's what they're going to think.
I think one of the answers is to just simply, for instance, in a private school situation, there's no obligation to keep the kid in the school. In government schools, you have to keep the kids in. I mean, even if a kid is bad and violent and a bad seed, for the most part, they have to keep going to school. And, if you were running your own school and a kid was acting out and he acted out after he was warned to not act out, just cancel the contract and send the kid home and he's never coming back. That's the best way to keep school safe, is to simply get the bad kids out.
So it's pretty much, if we didn't have government public schools, kids would have to be good to stay in school.
Exactly.
Or they'd end up in the rough kid school and all that stuff, and that wouldn't be any fun.
Right, where violence was acceptable.
Sure.
Right. Braden, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Now listen to this for a moment. Say you have a school where they're physically physically manhandle the kids in order to discipline them. Well, that would create contempt for the authority figures. Contempt for authority figures is a cornerstone of libertarianism. Therefore, it is libertarian, and you are morally obliged to hit your kids. Or send them to a school where they hit their kids.
I don't know.
Yeah, I see where you go.
I don't think that you should use violence on kids that are above the age of five. I think I can understand spanking a child that just won't keep its hands out of the stove or something like that. I kind of get that.
That'll be a self-correcting problem, man. Would you spank the kids?
Burn their little fingers off.
Yeah.
That's a self-correcting problem. I don't want a child with burned off fingers, Ian. Thanks. I'll spank them. Secondly, I think they
hold their fingers there as they burn them off. I mean,
thanks for your input. You're never going to have children, so I don't care.
I've touched things as a child that were hot and realized they were hot and removed my hands.
Yeah, but burners
if your
get
kid burns
really,
his,
really hot.
If your kid burns his fingers off, maybe he deserved it.
Yeah, but he's my kid, so I'm supposed to teach him. And if I decide to teach him, a child under five, it makes sense to me that you might use violence to teach them things, because their communicative skills are very low at
Maybe
that
it's your communicative skills that are low.
No, mine are fine. I'm a talk show host.
Your kids don't
understand.
I'm not
the best talk show host in the world, but I'm a talk show host.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty good at communicating. Yeah, it's probably the kid. You know what I'm saying? All right, secondly. If a kid above the age of five or so wants to use violence on another child or another human being, then I think violence might be a punishment that one could look at.
One thing's for sure, this is not an issue where everyone is ever going to come to an agreement on.
Nope.
I know that all three of us probably, we obviously have differing degrees on this one, and the degrees are all over the map. I mean, some people are for total nonviolence when it comes to kids, and some people want to beat their kids at the drop of a hat. So let's let them all do what they're going to do. It's your kids. I mean, I might not agree with how you treat them, but I would never put you in jail for doing what it, you know, for hitting your kids, as wrong as I think that might be. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. You can join us online, of course, freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff on our site, and it's all for free. If you like what we're doing on the show, shop with us. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That takes you to the world's largest internet retailer. Of course, it's Amazon. They sell virtually everything. Everything from camping supplies to baby stuff to DVDs, books. I mean, it's all there. You're going to do the shopping anyway. You might as well shop through us, because when you shop through Amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage of your purchase. It's just, instead of going all to Amazon, some of it goes to Free Talk Live. Simple. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, we've been talking about kids and discipline and violence versus nonviolence. I don't know what the right way is. My parents didn't use violence on me, and I turned out fine.
Like, ever?
There was one instance, as I recall, when I was 2 or 3, where they used where they spanked me,
mm-hmm.
and then they realized that that was not what they wanted to do, and mm-hmm. they stopped from that point on. When I was a smarmy teenager, my mom did slap me across the face at one point. I
probably deserved it. I mean, I'm here with you every night, and I'll tell you, I'd like to slap you across the face.
So I don't even remember what that issue was about. So they didn't use violence with me, and I turned out all right.
You know, but I don't.
You have to go to jail.
But then there's some parents that insist. They insist that they have to use violence on their kids. And then, of course, the question becomes, well, how much is too much? You know, is a spanking appropriate? Is a little a jarring appropriate? Is a shove appropriate? I mean, at one point, I'm not, like I said before the break, I said, I'm not going to pay money to send you to jail because you abuse your kid. I don't want to pay money for that. I mean, I feel sorry for the kids. I might want to help them out somehow, but...
And whatever you call abuse.
Yeah.
And abuse is a difficult thing to define.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I was just trying to think of it during the break. I mean, what would I consider... First of all, I consider spanking abuse. That's just personal. But would I do anything about it? No.
What about abuse inside of a couple's sort of relationship? I mean, what if a guy slaps his wife?
Well, I consider that abuse.
And would you put him in jail for it? I mean, it's violence.
No, I would tell her to leave.
Yeah, and if she made the decision to stay, it's like, oh, well,
he loves me. He said he's going to go to anger management classes. He's never going to hit me again. Well,
he's going to stop drinking.
Well, you're deluding yourself, honey. And do what you want.
Let's see what the ladies have to say.
It's a tough thing to say.
Jeanette is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jeanette.
Hey, Jeanette.
Well, we're discussing what to do with out-of-control kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And while my husband was in the Navy, a friend of ours told me probably the most brilliant solution I've ever heard.
Do share.
It was his father, and one day his 8-year-old sister came home declaring that she had just been told that day by the teachers that if her father or mother did anything to her that she didn't like,
mm-hmm.
she could tell on him. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, his father was a old-fashioned sort of guy, and he frog-marched her into her bedroom and made her pack a bag.
Oh, Jeanette, this is just getting good.
Okay.
You said it was the best discipline solution you'd ever heard of.
Yes.
And you're already making the kid pack their bag. So I want to find out what the rest is. If you can hang on, be very patient. We are going to come to you first thing in hour number 3. We'll continue this topic. Bill's on the line in Montana as well. You hang on. We'll get to your calls about discipline or whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. This is your show to control of the airwaves.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Jeep